Hello and welcome to this week's Oxcast Extra. Today I'm joined by David Narayan, who is performing the Psychic Project at the Old Fire Station on Friday. Hello, David.
Hello.
When did you first become interested in magic?
Years ago, absolutely years ago. I'm one of many magicians who first got into it thanks to the Paul Daniels magic set.
Ah.
I think back in the 80s. But it's actually only relatively recently that I started spending more and more time on it and starting to do professional shows. So the Psychic Project is actually my first stage show. I'm quite excited about it.
So what made you decide to pursue it professionally?
Well, magic's always something that I've wanted to do professionally. It's kind of one of those jobs that you say to your parents, I want to be a magician, and they try and steer you into a slightly more sensible route. So I studied engineering and worked as a video producer and a tech consultant for many years. So it's only really in the last year that I've been taking magic more seriously and putting the show together.
Okay.
But it's always been a sort of childhood dream to do it.
Yeah, it's very brave of you to go out there and pursue it. So tell me about the Psychic Project. What made you decide to choose psychic spies of all the topics?
Well, it's something I sort of stumbled across a couple of years ago. It was actually an article in the Metro that talked about the fact that the UK's College of Policing, which is the organisation that gives guidelines to police forces, the fact that they'd said police have to take psychic leads seriously. And I thought, that's incredible. I didn't realise any organisations actually took any of this stuff seriously. And the more I looked into it, I found out about this huge research project that the CIA ran in the Cold War, which ran for 23 years. And they declassified some of the documents in 1995, which gave me a huge sort of trove of material that I could look through. They've actually recently declassified, literally like last week, millions more documents. So this is all suddenly quite topical. But I've been working on the batch that was released in 1995, which is hundreds of thousands of pages of the original documents from the research. And the show is based on that. Essentially, it's a mind-reading show, but it's different from most mind-reading shows in that I don't actually do any of the mind-reading. The idea is the audience does. So we cover the story of the psychics by research, and we recreate what the CIA scientists actually discovered at the time. So everything that the audience experiences during the show is what the CIA scientists would have observed when they were doing the tests. And I hope the audience will start to understand why the scientists got excited about it and why they thought there was something in it, because they ended up with a lot of people in the US government actually thinking that psychic powers existed and could be used for military purposes.
Gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is astonishing. And you look at the results of the research and there's some totally remarkable things in it, which I hope to be able to recreate during the show with the audience.
Yeah.
Because a big part of the research was the idea that you didn't need to have sort of self-proclaimed psychics doing the research. They thought that you could get civilians, and as long as you gave them the correct techniques, they could do these psychic tasks. And that's what we do in the show. We take the audience, we give them the correct techniques, and hopefully we'll get the same results.
So you're going to unleash an army of psychics into the streets of Oxford then?
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it's a fascinating piece of recent history, which I think a lot of people haven't heard about. So it started because the Americans received an intelligence report saying that the Soviets were making big advances in what they called psychoenergetics, which is basically psychic research. And one of the intelligence reports actually said that the Soviets were moments away from being able to kill any US official just using the power of their mind, which is astonishing. And the Americans took this seriously. And they feared what they called a growing psychic gap between East and West. And that's why they started their own program to try and get ahead in what they thought was a new field.
Can you tell me about a particular technique that was used by the CIA?
So a huge part of the research was around what they called remote viewing. Now, the idea of remote viewing was that a psychic would be based in a room. was all done in a disused army base in Maryland in the US. They would be based in a room and they would be given a target. And they had to envisage what was at the target. So this target might be a Soviet submarine, for example, or a Soviet army base where they couldn't send a real agent. And the psychic would sit in the room and they'd go through a variety of different techniques, which we cover in the show. But they would take themselves to that place. And initially it was quite sort of methodical. So they'd go through a list of questions and just answer these questions. And then at later stages of the research, they'd go into a more trance-like state, sometimes with the assistance of drugs, but sometimes using what they called the GANS field, which is a bright red light, which the idea of that was to distract you from any sort of peripheral thoughts and to focus you on the target. So the psychic would be based in this room, and they would envisage the site that they were trying to describe. And they would sketch details and write details. And the results were astonishing. So that actually, I mean, in the show, we look at some of the sketches they did compared to the actual targets. And it's way beyond what you'd get with coincidence.
Gosh, clearly it must be seen to believe or experienced to believe.
Yes, well, I'm hoping that we can get someone in the audience to have a go at that.
Yeah. So you performed the show at the Edinburgh Fringe. What was the audience's reaction to it?
It got a great reaction at the Fringe. It was my first show at the Fringe. Mm-hmm. And day one, it was a full house. And what I found most sort of rewarding about the whole thing is how engaged the audience was. Mm-hmm. There was one show where somebody actually started asking questions during the show, which I loved. Everyone just seemed fascinated by it. Yeah, it got really good reactions.
Yeah. And who would you say influences your performance?
Well, of course, I think every magician in the country, particularly doing this kind of magic, would have to say Derren Brown. He's probably one of the best magicians that's alive today, possibly one of the best magicians ever. And a lot of my work is influenced by Derren Brown, but also a lot of the sort of older techniques. There's a lot of techniques that were published in the 30s and 40s, which I use in the show. But the idea is that it shouldn't feel like a magic show. It's even if you took all the magic away, I think the topic's really interesting. So I'm hoping people will go away feeling like they've learned something sort of fascinating about recent history. But also, if they go away with, which I hope they will do, if they go away with an incredible experience that they've experienced something they've never imagined was possible, that should add something extra.
Excellent. My final question is, what do you think draws people to want to see illusions or magic shows?
It depends on the type of magic show. So there's a Swedish magician called Charlie Caper, who does sleight of hand magic, and you watch it and it's just the joy of being constantly fooled. And you know he's about to trick you and he tricks you and you miss it, and it's just a joy to watch. The psychic project is very different from that in that it's not conjuring, it's giving people an experience on a sort of psychological level of something that doesn't seem possible. And so I think people don't come to a show like this because they love conjuring. I think people come to a show like this because they're interested in the human mind and what's possible. And also, I think a lot of people come because they're interested in the Cold War and to find out what happened.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to me, David. It's been a pleasure.
Pleasure. Well, thank you for having me on.